Members of the U.S. House of Representatives voted Friday in support of a bill to aggressively police a family of forever chemicals. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports.
Per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances are a family of thousands of chemicals used in cookware, food packaging, and firefighting foam. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say an emerging body of science links some PFAS chemicals to liver, developmental, and reproductive problems. Last year, two accidents at Bradley International Airport released tens of thousands of gallons of foam containing PFAS into waterways in Windsor. Friday's House vote would force the EPA to set drinking water standards for two varieties of the chemical, PFOA and PFOS, within 2 years. It would also list the chemicals as hazardous under the Superfund law, which could mandate costly cleanups. Congressman John Larson represents Connecticut's 1st District, which includes Windsor.
Contamination isn't Democrat or Republican, and it can strike anywhere. And this requires a national solution, and that's the whole purpose behind the national EPA.
Still, the bill faces an uphill battle. The White House issued a veto threat Tuesday, saying if the measure passed the Senate, the president likely wouldn't sign it. In the statement, the president's office says the bill would be too costly and that the EPA needs to, quote, devise regulations based on the best available science. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.